Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
A judge orders Apple to unlock an iPhone which belonged to the terrorist couple who killed 14 people in San Bernardino last year. Apple says, no way. It's a showdown. What's at stake and where do we go from here? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Apple has made a stand to resist a federal judge's order to access encrypted data hidden on an iPhone. Now, this iPhone belonged to the terrorist couple who killed 14 people in San Bernardino last year. The government has not been able to complete this investigation because it can't access the iPhone's encrypted content. Now, this order would remove that barrier. However, Apple sees this as an overreach by the U.S. government, according to a statement. Where is the line, and do consumers have anything to worry about here? Let's get some insight now from Fatima Kadablu. She is the principal analyst at Forrester Research, and she joins us right now. Welcome, Fatima.
Hi, Tanya. It's great to be here.
So this opens up a very sticky situation here. It's the threat of losing personal privacy and security versus the threat of terrorism. Now, Apple feels very strongly about this security issue. Can you expand a little bit on what's at stake here?
Of course, and it's a great question. I think that Apple is clearly saying that their responsibility is to their customers, to their users. And that's why they're saying we're not going to actually enable this backdoor.
Okay, and Apple makes that point very clear, and they're clearly going to stand firm in their ground. On the flip side, the courts say, hey, we need access to this to fight the threat of terrorism. But let's move over to a different court. Where does the court of public opinion stand? What's the general feeling out there in terms of the third party here of public opinion?
Court of public opinion might be a little bit different. Consumers have the concern that you described. We want our personal privacy to be secured, but we also want to catch the bad guys. And I think we've seen evidence of this many times over the last several years. And I think it's a wait and see to see how consumers actually respond.
And it opens up a slippery slope. Is it true that if they do go after one phone, would that put us all at risk?
I sure think it does. You know, they're creating this mechanism by which the government can use repeated PIN code entries digitally and try to get into your device. Now, it's important to note that after iOS 9 and post 5C with the Touch ID phones, there's still a barrier in place. So this backdoor that the FBI is requesting really only works on older models of the phone. What Apple has said here is we don't really care. We've put a stake in the ground on privacy and user security, and so we're not going to enable this even on the older versions of the device. Now, to your question about, you know, does this create a vulnerability, it absolutely does. So once the backdoor is created, there's no guarantee that Apple can keep it out of the hands of malicious actors. And should that happen, boy, Apple would really have egg on its face.
And ultimately, though, a court order is a court order, and I imagine Apple is obviously going to stand firm. How far could this go, and what kinds of concerns could this further open up on a much bigger level here?
You know, I think it really depends on, how far the federal government is willing to push this, you know, given the fact that it's a pretty minimal number of use cases that they would be using this for. So how far they want to push Apple is one question. The other question is how far the courts are willing to hear a case like this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in an election year, and the privacy question is really interesting to a lot of politicians, a lot of the electorate. I foresee this going quite far.
Very good. Fatima, thanks very much for the time today.
Absolutely a pleasure.
The motion said that Apple routinely complies with law enforcement when presented with a search warrant or judicial order. Apple has 5 days to appeal the order if it considers the task, quote, unreasonably burdensome. We will keep you up to date with the very latest, so make sure you check back with the Tech News Briefing at WSJ.com/podcast. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and you can stay up to date with the very latest by following us on Twitter at WSJPodcast. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.